Howdy, friend.
No matter which way the market moves, it leaves behind telltale signs in the charts of what's going on and what could be next.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
This is Off the Charts, where the expert traders at RagingBull.com discuss what's jumping off their charts.
Why are you acting like a child with your hand in the cookie jar?
What they're looking for, and the investment course they're charting now.
That makes you Chartman.
Well, today it's actually Chart Woman, because we're joined again by Petra Hess. She is the editor of Petra's Picks. And if you have not been to the website to learn more about what she does, well, PetraPicks.com. She's part of the team at RagingBull.com. So I'm always very pleased to get a chance to work with her. But I love having her on the show because she does a great job of explaining what she sees in the various charts. If you want to learn more about her newsletter and what she's doing, it's PetraPicks.com. On Twitter, well, you'd have to get information through at Raging Bull, and of course, RagingBull.com, as well as the website for the overarching site. Petra Hess, welcome back to Money Life.
Hi, Chuck. How are you today?
I am well, and I'm always happy to have you here, and I'm always curious. Whose chart are you looking at, and what are you seeing right now?
Well, I'm looking at two different ETFs that a lot of people may not be aware of or have followed. And the first one is one that's a ticker symbol is BOTZ, BOTS. It is an ETF for robotics and artificial intelligence. Now, this ETF has only been around since the end of 2016, and it is up 33% this year. And I think a lot of people aren't even aware that this type of ETF is out there. But what I like about it, A, is the space. I like the robotics, artificial intelligence, whether we like it or don't, it's here. It's all over everything that we work with and we look at, and we'll have more of that in the future. But this ETF gives me exposure to stocks in other countries that don't trade in the U.S. or Canada, and I'm able to get exposure to artificial intelligence and robotics companies in other countries, and it has been on fire this year. Now, the second one, Robo, is robotics and automation, so not so much into artificial intelligence, but up 26% this year, and just beautiful charts that do what I like to look at in long-term charts. They move from the bottom left-hand corner, and they're going to the top right-hand corner of the chart. So they're just moving up in a nice straight line.
Now, that said, Robo, which is the Robo Global Robotics and Automation Index ETF, and again, ticker symbol Robo, it is the granddaddy of the robotics space. It just crossed $1 billion in assets. And as much as you talk about the chart doing what we want, left to right in that nice upward sweeping pattern, the truth is that the fund started at the end of 2013, the last couple of months of 2013. And for the most part, until, say, the middle of last year, it was basically flat. So how much of the rise that you're seeing right now and what you see in the charts is a great looking chart and current events can continue? Or how much of it is, yeah, this could go back if the market settles down? I mean, how much is this maybe independent of what we see on the broader market?
I think it's based on where this automation is finally breaking into. And I think people have accepted it, and there's more of it being used. So a lot of these companies that were just in preliminary stages, they actually have things out now that are working. One of the biggest companies that would be in both of these ETFs is Intuitive Surgical, ticker symbol ISRG. And of course, they do hospital surgical equipment, things like that. That stock has gone from 600 to just, it's touched $1,000 this year. And it's because these things are now being used instead of just being prototypes. And I think that's what we're seeing across the board on both these ETFs.
The other ETF, and I mentioned Robo by name, the other ETF was BOTS, B-O-T-Z, that is Global X Robotics and Artificial Intelligence. In the case of these ETFs, Do you own one, the other, or both? And I say that both for what you are suggesting for my audience, but also for you personally.
Personally, I own BOTZ. I don't have Robo. I've got BOTZ. I like the companies in both. This just happens to be the one that I'm holding long term. I think both ETFs are great, great investments. It's whether some people don't like the idea of artificial intelligence. So they see that and it turns them off. They really don't want to accept that yet. I'm embracing it because I think that's the way of the future.
So that's why you're in bots versus robo. And basically it's pick one. You don't need to have double up in this space, right? That's the other
message. Exactly. Because a lot of the cases, as far as the robotics, you're doubling up on almost the same companies in both ETFs.
Okay. The other question to ask here, since you like the charts on both of these and they are that classic long-term upswept thing, is what would make you change your mind here?
What would make me change my mind on bots is if I went to a weekly chart and saw this start to break its 20-period moving average on a weekly chart.
Okay, so that's the track that people should be looking for. If you're looking at either bots or robo, you want to look to see that 20-day.
It's on a weekly chart, so a 20-week.
Okay, so a 20-week.
You want to stay above that 20-week moving average.
Okay, so that's the part of the chart that you want to make sure you're following, so you don't just get in and go, okay, I've got it. You want to look at the 20-week moving average on both Global X Robotics and Artificial Intelligence, that's BOTZ, and Robo, which is the Robo Global Robotics and Automation ETF. They are what Petra Hess has been looking at, and now you know. Petra, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Chuck.
Yep, we'll talk to you again soon. Petra Hess is the editor at Petra's Picks. And if you want more information, PetraPicks.com. It's part of the Raging Bull Network. And if you want more information on any of the Raging Bull newsletters and what we're putting out as news, because I'm the editor there, go to RagingBull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. Well, this was a great way to start the Monday, August 28th edition of Money Life. But that's all we've done. We've just gotten off to a good start. We've got lots more to come, including David Trainer in the Danger Zone and Mark Yusko with the Market Call. But that's all later, so stick around. There's much more Money Life to lead, and we'll do it right after these messages.